Happiness. This is Christy, and welcome to Trust Your Glitter podcast. So, the last few weeks, my podcast has kind of gotten off schedule. I did that because I'm going with the flow of the eclipse season and our full. I'm going to say that we've fully been experiencing the ramp up for quite some time now, with our shift of astrological seasons being the 19th of March this year. And then we had our first eclipse on the 25th of March, our lunar eclipse in Libra. And now this is kind of like speaking from the heart session before we get into our total solar eclipse in Aries. And there's just so much on the internet, and it's almost overwhelming at this point, because it's like, from an astrological standpoint, like, we go through about 4 eclipses a year, and I do podcasts on all of them, and we've gone through total solar eclipses, and this is a big one. For the United States, this is a really big one for world economic shifts. But we're also, and I'll get into like a more detailed podcast on the upcoming Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, because that in and of itself, where the location of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is directly reflected in Wall Street. So when we're looking at like global economic currency and shifting global economic power, this eclipse is like when we think of a portal, think of like a doorway, or think of like a rite of passage, but we get those every year. It's just that this one is taking us through like a mega societal change, and we're seeing it around the world, we're seeing it around the globe, we're seeing it in the fact that legit every day, you know, somebody's not, you know, Poland doesn't join NATO, Iran, you know, there's now firefight, you know, there's legit, I actually haven't checked the news this morning, but as I went to bed last night, you know, Iran is basically saying to Israel, like, all right, position yourselves, because you done fucked up. So there's a lot of things that we're going to, you know, posturing power struggles that we're going to be seeing on a global economic, geopolitical scale that we've been seeing the shit, and we're going to keep seeing the shit. And so this total solar eclipse, I know TikTok is like talking all about this, but again, if we see like some weird, like, malicious shit on this day, it has nothing to do with anything but an internal meeting that went down. You know, it was pre-planned to scare us. But the reality is, like, the moon and sun and stars and energies themselves are really just beckoning to rejuvenate and recreate a world for us. And you can look at that as something that's more of a symbolic thing for yourself. Like, how can you rebirth yourself through this time portal, quote unquote, that we're going through? Assessing, you know, what these last 4 years of our life have really shown us. I mean, we have to be, and this is just me kind of speaking from like the weeks of, you know, therapy and journaling and classwork that I've been doing, just kind of getting into, you know, my own strength. And that's what we're really being asked. Like, where is your strength? You know, the anima and anime, I hope I'm saying it right, of our own body, of our own aura, of our own energy. You know, what lights you up? What gets your heart speaking again? And that's really the healing here. You know, there are people speaking up about what's going on in Palestine because there needs to be. You know, some of us are astrologers. Some of us are, you know, have political shows. Some of us have our marching in the streets. Some of us are doing a combination of everything. And so, you know, these eclipses are bringing forward historical patternings in humanity. But, you know, humans, we ain't all that. You know, if this planet didn't have humans, the animals would be fine. The plants would be fine. The oceans would probably be a hell of a lot more fine. You know, the tuna wouldn't be having to, like, worry about the fact, you know, there's mercury in the oceans for a reason. It's not because a fucking great white shark put that shit there. You know, we did this as a species to the planet. A lot of us have better intentions, and a small group of motherfuckers have a lot of bad intentions. And they host forums, and they have private jets, and a lot of them are in movies, and we look at them, and they're, you know, I think that that's another thing, is watching the shift of what Hollywood actually is, and seeing that it's falling. You know, whether we consider this the fall of Babylon, or whether we consider this a recognition that everything we were taught is really based upon a certain set of standards, let's call them SOPs for society. A bunch of very wealthy families created SOPs for a population that keep us in tune to their needs. We are in tune to a colonizer's needs. Christy, where's the astrology on this? Well, the astrology is in the outer planets. For a lot of us, our outer planets, technically Jupiter, right? Jupiter moves about every 12, or Jupiter moves 12 years around, but does move rather quickly. You know, we get about, what, a 2-year cycle per sign with Jupiter, year and a half. And then we have Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. Based on what we know, you know, there's plenty of people out there who are speculating, hypothesizing that the solar system we're in, you know, is not what we know, it's what we're being told. And you know, the observers, you can look up, you can see Mars in the sky, you can see, but if, is there something beyond what we know? You know, at this point, I think anything is possible. I really do. I think we're told just enough to get by. Just enough to help the system be what it needs to be. And so, as we approach this eclipse on April 8th, we're gonna step out of April 8th. There's gonna be an April 9th. And a 10th, and so forth and so forth. For some, we feel this. For others, it's stupid, you know. But I think a lot more people are waking up to the fact that whatever is going on is something that is intense, that we cannot fix overnight, that maybe, and I'm talking for people in the US, I know that people listen outside of the US, but I'm telling you, like, I wish I could have a resonating stance and I just apologize and say, I hope that people know on the outside that, like, people on the, in the US can't even stand what's happening for the most part with a lot of these practices that this country has done on an international basis. It's appalling, it's embarrassing, it's confusing, it's hard enough to live in this country right now. If you're in a certain economic class, and to not stand up for it would be a disservice, you know. So I just want to also put that out there. Like, a lot of people in the US are pretty embarrassed at our policies right now. I am. And I know that, like, and we can't do a thing. The thing is, like, they say, oh, we'll protest and stuff. Our government looks like there is literally a movie, a series on Netflix that basically is like, I know it's based on a series already, and I know that the, I think it was like the producer, the director was murdered. Three body problem. That essentially, like, one of the but the message coming out is like, we are not bugs. Basically the idea that, like, humans are just seen as these gnats to these, like, upper 1% elitist lizards. What are they? Lizard people? Archons? Anunnaki? Bloodlines? Like, have you really looked at a Rockefeller? I'm not talking those who married in. I'm talking, like, the bloodline of Rockefeller. Have you looked at a fucking Rothschild lately? Has anybody put that shit on Only? Would a Rothschild go on OnlyFans? Actually, there's really sick fucks out there, but, like, legit. They look not human. Like, if you look at, like, the Roth, or, like, a fucking royal party. Yo, look at the royal fucking family. Are you telling me? You have to convince me real hard that those are humans. I wanted to do a Kate Middleton episode. I can't out of principle do one. I just can't out of principle do a Kate Middleton episode. I still need to do a Taylor Swift episode. It's just so hard to look at celebrity charts because when you look at, like, the fact that, like, everything's crumbling down, it's kind of like this big thing. Like, The Crown never stopped. The Crown never ended. The Corona never ended. The virus is mental, yo. The virus was a mental state. And the Aries, according to Western astrology, is the brain, is the head of our body, is our crown chakra. So as we enter these portals of the Aries, or if you're looking at the Vedic astrology, it's Pisces energy, but it's not according. So if you're, say, like, born a Pisces, you would technically, in Vedic, based on your birthday, you would have to look up your Vedic chart, be like Aquarius. Or if you're an Aries, you would technically, according to Vedic, based on wherever your birth, you would have to, it's date and it's also position. So you could be either or depending on what date you were born. But it kind of puts our sign back a sign based on the positioning, not the seasons. Western is looking at seasonal based tropical astrology. So when we look at this eclipse based on Western tropical astrology, it is in the sign of Aries, which Western contractual law charts are based on. So Vedic astrology kind of looks at the overall, and absolutely Vedic is looking at fixed stars. They're looking at a whole other series of data, which is going to view this eclipse as Pisces. Which, if we're looking at the themes already, the themes coincide, because if you look at the east-west, it's like this twin flame energy. So the coinciding is like, okay, let's look at Western tropical astrology chart for this. This is an Aries degree sun, 19 degrees, 19, 24 degrees, with, you know, the sun, moon, and Chiron also at 19, 24 degrees at 2:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So when we look at this chart, I don't even have the chart opened. We're also, let me actually open the chart. I think this will still record. I have a mic on me. And the one thing I make sure when I record on my phone is I hold this mic far away so I don't blast your ears. Okay, so we have, and I'm setting this for the angles as well, so here we have, I'm looking at this as a ninth house chart. So the sun, the moon, the north node, Chiron, and Mercury retrograde. And Mercury retrograde is April 1st through, I think, like April 25th. So we're, the 25th. So we're still going to have this retrograde of Mercury communications, network systems, transportation, through the eclipse and through the conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus, which is on the 20th of April. And so, with this ninth house theme, it's like, have y'all not learned this shit yet? The north node is up in the ninth house. The south node is down in that third house of this chart, of this astrology chart. The third house is like, day to day, like, breaking news, certain events that are like kind of piecemeal. We're looking up in the ninth house, like this connects to this, this connects to this. This is the overall theme of this. Do you remember this treaty from, you know, do you remember this war from 1918? Do you remember like it's bringing all the pieces together. It's the university approach towards knowledge, the sacred knowledge with the north node there. This knowledge has been passed down for generations and generations. So for people who, and if you're out there and you're like, I'm alone, I've been saying this shit for years, people are telling me I'm crazy. Honey, you're not crazy. People just need to pay their bills. And the thing is, a lot of people are so scared to look at the bigger and broader pictures of this all, because this is a bigger and broader picture of war. Aries is the sign of war, W-A-R, and that's, when we look at that, you have to look at tactics and strategies used over years and years. I mean, if we look back, in the United States, the Revolutionary War was fought between, the crown, which had a very structured way of approaching war. You know, they had their little suits on, they had their little drums and shit, and they just, like, made it sort of this, I would say, like, a musical dance number. I'm sorry, I wasn't there, but, like, their muskets and all their bullshit, you know? And then what happened during the Revolutionary War? These fucking, these rebellious, at least this is how we were told in history, right? These rebellious people were like, let's hide behind a tree, under a rock, let's use nature as our way to camouflage. Let's get down and dirty with it. And they brought and by the way, native tribes were on both sides of the Revolutionary War in the United States. Native tribes were like helping people out. And who did these newly introduced colonizers get taught by? Native indigenous tribes who really just wanted to keep their fucking land. Here's how you use trees to help you out. Animals. Dirt. They got dirty with it. And that's how. This is Christie's abridged version of how the Revolutionary War was won by the eventual United States of America. Well, the eventual 13 colonies. Or the OG. We'll call them the OG colonies, right? They got down and dirty with it. I was thinking about war and how, like, you know, we're being confronted with violations of the Geneva Conventions. And I was remembering the fact when I was in college, what got me to add a second major of political science was the fact that these pictures were released, this was during Iraq, Afghanistan, of Guantanamo Bay, of like people being like basically tortured by US soldiers, and I was like, what in the hell? Like, and I was like, these laws, these treaties, these conventions have nothing to do with like what's actually going on in war and what's actually being shown and what's actually being seen. We are only seeing small amounts of it. And what gets put out to the public is meant to upset us, is meant to disturb us, especially if it's through mainstream media. It's meant to to get to a piece of our brain that either wakes us up, or for some people, and I saw it firsthand, you know, I saw people, you know, want to fight even more because of it. War is subconscious in so many ways. War is war is a spiritual lesson. And this planet is in a big war right now that's been stewing and stirring since we've been here as humans. Since apparently we evolved from a tiny rodent that lived under a hole and the dinosaurs all were wiped out by whatever, and then the rodent went to the, that's what we were told, an evolutionary, whatever, it was like a vole type rodent. That was a theory. That wasn't a hypothesis, that was a fucking theory. And then you see the little video in the science center of the little, like, rat thing. Underneath, hiding when the big boom boom happens and the brontosaurus gets taken out. And the T-Rex and his little arms can't stand up no more because he can't help himself up. That's what we were told. The little mouse underneath the surface of the earth kept the preserved mammal genes that eventually led to all of this diversity. Okay, sure. I'm with the Anunnaki theory. And this has developed over time, but I think that we are a experiment as a species, and from a couple different intergalactic tribes and seeds, star seeds, and we were brought here and kind of mixed together, and we're some genetic experiment to help preserve whatever's happening. And some people were like, I gotta keep my family safe. Let's put them down on planet Earth. Again, this is my abridged version of weird shit. So, me speaking from the heart today. and spoken word kept us alive. That's what kept us alive. Hieroglyphics, our memories, little things kept us alive. Little reminders that we come from something way different than what we are being told by the 1% who just want us all to be bugs and can't understand why their need for us to be beneath them keeps failing time after time after time. There's a reason why a man who has several spoken word based platforms, which is what social media is. It is us sitting around the fire, sharing stories of history and spirituality and memories and family and debates on a wider scale, and it is heavily monitored by people that have bunkers in Hawaii or people who have rocket ships that apparently go to Mars and self-driving cars. There's a reason for that. This upcoming eclipse highlights that because Mercury retrograde in Aries is showing us the war on spoken word. The war on our own history. The war on our own reason for existing. We are not here to serve just a small amount of archons or whatever the fuck you call. I'm gonna call them archons, lizard people, whatever. They're all in the same camp. They ain't working for us. Now, we're not going to under... I think that Jupiter-Uranus alignment is going to really highlight that shit. It's going to really highlight that shit. And also, to think that these motherfuckers ain't got astrologers, like, saying, hey, you want to really fuck with them? Let's ramp the shit up around April 8th. And then they get to be really confused because they're just learning astrology, and then we're going to take their apps away. Slowly by slowly by slowly. Hey, by the way, let's have them be really confused as to whether or not earthquakes are able to be manipulated or not. I would like to state this. When the Hurricane Hillary shit went down in California, there was also an earthquake within the same few hours. I would just like to state that. And if anybody's ever lived near a military base and they are fucking popping off at a certain time, waking your ass up, and you see the whole house shake, you know things could happen. I'm just saying. I'm just an observer. I'm just speaking from my heart. This is not fact. I can't even put a full video on YouTube anymore. And I don't even have people really listening to what I do. I have to put my audio on Spotify and I guess Rumble now. And I don't even have a following. Because whatever I say on YouTube gets flagged. Not everything. I've had videos that just completely, they were like, we're not even putting that up there. I've had shorts I've had to put on YouTube, or that I put on YouTube, where I immediately get an email that says, sorry, but we're not putting this out there. So I just want to state, like, this is a war on our voice. Our collective voice, Ninth House. You know, the flame, the keeper of the flame. If anybody's a Miranda Lambert fan, it's like the song, Keeper of the Flame. There are people that are keepers of the flame. Aries is a fire sign. Aries is a cardinal sign, which is the leader in war. The battle. The one who goes out before anybody else, sees the thing, gets called crazy, and keeps it going. Keeps fucking breaking cycles, keeps fucking trailblazing. So if people are calling you crazy in whatever, your family unit, your office, your, you know, immediate friend circles, and you're just like, no, there's shit going down that we cannot explain. Do you see it? Now, some people will be like, well, what can we do? Who cares? We gotta keep doing this thing. And it's like, yeah, we will until it fully takes us on our ass and we have to make changes. So the practicality of this is you gotta let the eclipse and do its thing. But we also have to build our inner strength. And part of that inner strength is opening our eyes to the fact that, does a bridge really just fall down like a deck of cards? Like that? I've lived in Maryland pretty much all my life. You know, I've lived in other places, but Maryland has always been home. And I was thinking the other day, how many blizzards we've been through in Maryland where that bridge was standing? How many hurricanes have we been through in Maryland that bridge is standing? There has been earthquakes in Maryland, not big ones. Not big ones. But an earthquake just came through Maryland, like, in January. Epicenter, I think, was Rockville, Maryland. And for those who are like, where's Maryland? It's a little state that has a lot of stuff in it. NOAA, one of the NOAA data centers, NASA, NS something. I'm not going to put the other one letter there, but might have another similar letter to NASA. Johns Hopkins, which stole a woman's fucking DNA from her whole fucking family. Henrietta Lacks. You tell me this. They can steal a woman's DNA. And by stealing her DNA, I mean this. Basically, there's a woman named Henrietta Lacks. And they basically were like, oh, we're gonna... She died of uterine cancer. And they basically were like, oh, we're going to keep this, instead of discarding her bodily property, an entire medical institution kept her cancer cells, and they had to feed her cancer cell line. You can look this up online. There's also a book about it. So they took it from her next of kin. How fucked up is that? There's also a whole other bunch of stuff that goes on in Maryland, but what I'm saying here is that bridge that went down wasn't just a small bump, and it was something bigger to what this eclipse really entails. And for the US, it was a signal. We better wake up. We better open our eyes to the fact that we're not immune to this. We're not immune. We're not this lone island in we've got to wake up. And this eclipse is asking us to open our eyes. Just like Chris Cornell sang, Black Hole Sun, won't you come wash away the rain? So, look, I'm speaking from the heart, and also I'll come in again with some more stuff, but this is part one.